Same heart.
Okay, today is the beginning of Masechtas Bechoros. Anyone has a Masechtas Brachas? They have the wrong Masechta. It's Bechoros. We finished that. It's Bechoros. It's about firstborns.
When are we starting this Masechta? What day?
We're starting it on Tanis Bechor. Very cool. So, the Gra says, there are three...
Am I supposed to be drinking before you?
No. There are three creatures in the world that have an issue of Din of Bechor. And they are a donkey, an ox, kosher animals, and a person. Why those three? So the Gra says, the donkey represents the chumrius, the taivus of Olam Hazeh. The kosher animals represent kedusha of this world. You take an animal that's born and it becomes kodesh because it's a kosher animal, it's born like that. And the person represents all the ruchnius of this world. Okay, three different ideas. Okay, here we go. That's the Agadah for today, because it's nothing about the next few days is Agadah at all. Halokeach ubar. If somebody buys an ubar, okay, so right away, Tosfos is going to say later on tomorrow's daf that you can't, an ubar is a davar shelo bala olam. So you can't even buy that anyway. You have to buy it with the mother. You can't buy an ubar without buying the mother. It's no such thing. It's a davar shelo bala olam. Okay? Halokeach ubar, chamoro, a donkey, you buy a donkey, shalovik achavim, of a guy. So why are we starting this masechta talking about, now, for some reason, you have to redeem, when a donkey gives birth to a firstborn, you have to either give that donkey to a kohen, give him a seh, sorry, you don't have to give him the donkey, you give him a seh instead of the donkey. You're poded the donkey for a seh. The seh has no kedusha. The seh has no kedusha. And then you've redeemed the donkey for yourself. Okay? If you don't do that, you have to kill the donkey. Okay? Now, by the way, this mitzvah of pidyon peter chamor is in your tefillin. It's so holy that you have it in your tefillin and you say it every day. If you say those parshas. Every day it's in your tefillin. Why is this mitzvah in your tefillin? That's a very good question. What is this doing? Why is this so special? Redeeming the firstborn donkey?
It mentions tefillin.
And, well, why is that? Why is it there?
Why?
And not only that, there's no redemption. There's no redemption in Torah where there's no kedusha transferred. Except for this one. There's no kedusha transferred. The donkey's born. It's a non-kosher animal. You transfer it for a seh, it has no kedusha. Right? That's the reason why it's in your tefillin, because we're making something special without any kedusha involved at all. Very interesting concept. Anyway, halokeach ubar shalovde chamoro. You buy the uber of a donkey of a guy. So Rashi right away says, first Rashi, ubacharhu, it's a bachar. V'adayin hu bimeimo, but it's still inside the mother. And as Tosfos says, you can't buy the Uber without buying the mother, because it's davar shelo bala olam. V'hai dinakat chamor. Why are we starting a masechta with donkeys? V'lo nakat para, and that was talking about para, which is kosher animals. Mefarish papirka de tanina, we're going to say in Dafi Gimel, the aidi de zutrin mili de pate chamor, pasik v'shadilei. Since there are very few halachas about pate chamor, it's not such an involved topic, We start off with it to get rid of it right away. The rest of the Masechta is about kosher animals and people. So since it's a small topic, we get rid of it. We do it first. Fine. So you buy it.
The only one that survived.
What?
It's the only bit that survived apart from Kiddush.
What do you mean?
Well, it's still practiced.
Correct. It is still practiced. Bechor also could be. You just try to avoid it because there's no korbanos. So they try to avoid it, so you always go to a partner with a guy, which is not right? But it could be happening. Once in a blue moon, it happens.
So dairy farmers...
Yeah, in Israel. Okay. Even here. Once, by the way, the shtar that you sell chametz is stolen from the shtar of owning an animal together with a guy.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the same principles.
Yeah.
It's not mine, it's really his, but it's not really his, it's really mine, I just want to make it his, so for purposes of Bechor, I don't have to give b'charvetz. That's how the old shtarot started that with that. Because that's way old. B'chiras chametz is more recent. Right? Okay. So, or b'hamachalo, or you sell it to him. Afal pishe ein rishai. Even though you're not allowed to do that, says Rashi, first, last wide line, k'tetanyi b'vtech l'zavot azara, kol mokom ein mokom lehem behem agasa. You're not allowed to sell behem agasa to a guy. Mibnei, she'ozo malacha b'shabbos. So what if it does malacha on Shabbos? I sold it to him. The answer is, because we're choshesh, a lot of two chashashos here. Number one, if I'm allowed to sell an animal to a guy, maybe I'll lend it to him. So we don't allow selling, or to lending, or to he's going to use it on Shabbos and it belongs to you. It's very far-fetched. You hear that?
That's all.
Yeah. So even though you're not allowed to do that, right? If I'm a shtatev lo, or you're a partner with a guy, if I'm a kabel haimenu, or it belongs to the guy, and he hires you to raise it, to, you know, fatten it up, have made it, have babies. You're the worker. Right, Rashi says, right? Shachamor shel otikachavim. The donkey belongs to the guy. V'Yisrael mekablo shiucholkin bevlados. You make a deal with him. I'll take care of it. I'm an expert. I make them. I take care of them, and then I'll get a percentage of the vlados of the babies. Right? Avol guf hachamor lo otikachav. But the guf belongs to the guy. The guf of the animal belongs to the guy, or the other way around. Or v'anosin lo b'kabala. I hire a guy. Right? I hire the guy to take care of it. All these cases. Patim and Abachora. There is no din of Bechor, of Petach Hamor. No such halacha. Why not? Bottom line, because you don't own it together. You own it together with a guy in some way. Right? There's a guy involved over here. Shenemar, b'Yisrael, alov b'acherim. It says by Jews and not by other people. Not other people that have to own it. Right? Right. Okay. Kalhani Lamali says to Gemara, why did you give so many examples of how you could not own it yourself? You gave it to, you bought it together, partners, and he works for you, you work for him. So why did you give so many examples for? Just say, you own it together with a guy. So many examples. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, they're all necessary. Di Tana Lokeach, if it would have said that you bought it, Havamina, I would have thought, Bishum de Kamai, I have just increased the kedusha of this animal.
It belongs to a Jew.
How did I increase the kedusha of the animal? In what way did I increase the kedusha of this animal? It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, because shedehei shoveses b'shabbos, because now it's not going to work on Shabbos. The kivon the mitzvah of it. Now I did a mitzvah. Every time I have an animal in my yard on Shabbos and I don't work it, I'm a kind of a mitzvah of not working the animal. So leka lemiktasei. I don't have to give pidyon petach hamor to this animal. I just bought it from a guy and I just increased its kedusha. Says, here Rashi said, there's more kedusha because it's not working on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, that's not kedusha. No, that's not kedusha. That's kedusha? Think about that for a minute. Says Tosfos, no, the kedusha is then I brought it to the world of petach hamor. When the guy owned it, no issue, no, doesn't have to redeem it. Now it has to be redeemed. Or not be redeemed, right? So that's the world of Kedusha. He says, Tosfos says, that Kedusha, you don't apply Kedusha by an animal not working on Shabbos. That's a wrong word. Okay. Anyway, so I would think, since I bought it from a guy, and I've upgraded the animal in some way, I don't have to give Petach Hamor, right? Avol Mocher, but if I sell it, I've downgraded it. Now there's no kedusha. Whatever you want to say, what kedusha means, that is no kedusha. Ema, maybe liknasei. Maybe I should make a knas, and I have to say only there I have to give a petach hamor. Kamashlo, we don't say that. You have to give both ways. Tamishtatev lo lamali. Why did the Mishnah have to mention if you're partners? Lafuki midrav Yehuda to exclude him. The Amar, he said shutfis over the kochav mecheves bevuchora. He held. Rabbi Yehuda, we don't hold like him, that if you're a partner with a guy, you're chayiv in b'char too. Also chayiv, you why? Because the Jew also owns it. We don't hold like that, so we have to mention it, because we don't hold like that. Now, kamash malan, dipatura, min ha-b'chora, you're patal. Tamakabel lamali, what about a case where I work for the guy, and I'm taking care of the animals, I'm mating them, and I'm raising them, and I get a percentage, why do I have to mention that case? Because, Mishum de Kabbalah Mitzvah had no reason to love a Kabbalah. Because we want to tell you the other case, when the guy works for you. So if I'm a Vanos love a Kabbalah, why don't we need that case? Why don't we need that case? Why isn't that already included in all the other cases? It's drich, because it's necessary. So I will have thought, ho, ikabehema, the Israel, he really it's my animal. So what did I have a goyish worker? So what? So what? Right? Lik the say, I'll tell you so what. I get a knas. What's the knas? Dilma osilachluf ibehemachriti, maybe I'll mix it up with another animal. Some case you can mix it up, whatever. Kamash Balan, we don't say that. And in all these cases, you're putter. I, another animal of chayiv, and maybe I'm going to mix them up. We're not choshish for that. So that's why the Mishnah has to say all these cases.
Is the non-Jew is a partner in this case, or are you just working for him?
You're working for him. And he's working for, or he's working for you.
Why am I exempt from...
Because
he just works for
him. Because he's getting a percentage of the babies.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, that's his payment. Right. So he has incentive to do a good job. He's going to make them and take care of them. And then when the babies are born, he gets a cut. So his incentive. Or you work for him, same thing.
So he's a partner.
So he's a partner, exactly. So why is it another kind of partner? No, because I thought maybe he'd mix them up with another animal.
He's just a farmhand or something, a barn hand or something.
Correct. Correct. Because he's a part owner. Right.
Why does the Mishnah speak specifically about a donkey?
Because a donkey is the only animal... the only non-kosher animal that is of halacha applies. Why a donkey? Something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't know.
But isn't this the basis of what you were saying earlier about how we can exempt nowadays?
You become a partner with a non-Jew.
Right.
Then you're all partner. The first mission of Bechorah says that.
Right, but it says it specifically about a donkey.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Tanan Hassam. There's a Mishnah over there, right? Over where? It's in Avodah Zarah. Now, the halacha is, we learned a few minutes ago, that you're not allowed to sell animals to a guy.
Right.
Why? Because we're choshesh, two chashashas. We're choshesh, once you sell them, you're going to lend it.
Right.
And if you lend it, he's going to work with it on Shabbos. If you sell it to him, he's not going to work with it on Shabbos. It's his. He can do what he wants. We're afraid, once you sell, you already have a relationship, then you'll lend, and then he'll work with it on Shabbos. What are you going to go? Tell him not to. So therefore, you can't even tell. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shavura. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, if it has a broken leg, you can tell it. I'm not going to work with it anyway. The whole issue doesn't apply. Says Rashi, l'mochel l'ovik kochavim behema shenishbar bagleil. It broke its leg. Ubumakom shalo nechshu al revia. As long as we're not suspicious that they're going to have relations themselves with the animals, then you can't. Slus naiver. Okay, fine. I have to talk about that. So then you're allowed. Why are you allowed to sell it if it has a broken leg? Because you can't work an animal with a broken leg. What can you do with it? Nothing. It stays in the barn, nothing. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Beseir, Matir Besus. Rabbi Beseir allowed you to sell horses. Why? Says Rashi, She'ain osim bo malacha. She'i bo chayiv chatas. Because there's no malacha you do with a horse that you chayiv chatas anyway. What do you do with the horse?
Right.
You ride it. D'stam sus l'rechiva omeid. A horse is used for riding. And v'haroche b'shabbos, if you ride a horse on Shabbos, Eino ella mishum shavus. It's only din derabanan. Rashi sticks in. Sharashi sticks in. Why is it only also derabanan? What? That's how Rashi says. Shachai noses atzmo. Because a live being carries itself. We have. When you carry a baby in the street, you're not chayav doraisa. Why? Chai noses atzmo.
You're not carrying it.
You're not really carrying it. It's carrying itself.
No.
So when you're riding a horse, I'm just saying what Rashi said. Why Rashi have to say that? Rashi always, we always know, Rashi is very wordy and very brief and too brief at the same time. Right? He's unbelievable pirish. He's too wordy. What do you say these words for? And he's crazy concise at the same time. So that's the genius of Rashi. Anyway.
Quick question.
Yeah.
It might be annoying, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Here it says, you can sell an animal in a place where you're not choshish for revia.
Yeah.
Worrying about, what do you call it?
Bestiality.
Yeah.
What's the concept? You worry about... Lufthiever? Yes, right.
Right.
Worry about that. But by Eivon Achai, he kept saying the whole time in the last
episode,
we're not worried about...
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe this is more depraved. I don't know. So Yibay Lahu, Uber Lama Liba Omer Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say about selling an Uber? So can I sell an Uber, right, of a behemoth? Is that a mutter to sell to a guy or not? Now, according to the Chachamim that say you can't sell an animal with a broken leg, you can't sell a horse, there's no shaila. In Ubar, I can't work it. So why is it different than a broken animal with a broken leg? So can I sell an Ubar to a guy? That's his shaila. That's the Gemara shaila. Time of Rabbi Yehuda Hasam, the Shari Bisham, the Shavura. The reason why he said it was mutter is because it's broken. Uber Nami Shavrahu. Uber is also broken. Oh, Dilma, no. Shavura lav hainu urche. Shavura is not normal. It's not normal. It's very unusual. Hainu aval Uber given the hainu urche. It's a normal thing. That's how animals are born in this world. First they're babies. First they're in the womb. Then they get born. So hainu urche. It's normal. Lav shavrahu. It's not considered broken. That's not a shavur. Right? Tashma. Our Mishnah said. What our Mishnah say? The hamochel lo. You sell the animal to a guy. What are you selling to him? What did the first Mishnah say? Halokech ubar. You buy an ubar or you sell him an ubar. You can. Hamochel lo. Af al pi she'en rishai. Okay, you're not allowed to for other reasons. Right? You're not allowed to, he said. You're not allowed to. V'lo polig, Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue. Right? So according to this, you can't sell an Uber. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't sell an Uber. Who didn't argue? Right? Ul taimech, one second. According to that, ha-mishtatei flo, va-makabel bimenu, va-nosin lo v'kabola, de-lo katani. It doesn't say over there that Rabbi Yehuda argued. It doesn't say about that he argued at all. Ha-chanami de-lo polig? He doesn't argue? He sure he argues. Ella Palik Velokatani, Hakanami Palik Velokatani. He argues, we didn't mention it. He argues, we didn't mention it. So he does argue. So we don't have a raya, whether according to Yehuda you can tell an Uber or not. We don't have a raya. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. There's a braya that says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamakabel Behema Min Ovdei Kochavim. You work for a guy. You're his worker, and you mate animals for a living. And you get a percentage. So if you do that, ha-makabel min ha-ovdei kochavim, v'yalda, and I had a baby, and the Kohen says, I take the first one. You can get later, don't worry. I'm not going to cheat you. I get the first one. So the first one's the Bechor. Right? So, malin oso b'shvuyav, you have to pay, it's an equal value, to get that animal back. V'nosein chatzi dam of l'kohen. And you have to give half its value to a Kohen. Why? Because it's half owned. This is a Bryce that says this. It's half owned by you. You half own it. The guy says, I'll take this one, you take the next one. Really, you really half own it. Right? You really half own it. So you better buy it back from the guy. Say, no, I'll take this one, you take the next one. You have to pay him for it. And half the money goes to a Kohen. Right? Says Rashi, Avol kedushas haguf lo kadosh. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Hoel, the Chetziv of Gachav. It's half owned by a guy.
That's for a donkey.
No, we're talking about a kosher animal now. We're trying to get to the point, so what did Rabbi Yehuda say about selling ubars of kosher animals that are behemoth gasses? If it's alive, walking around, you're not allowed to sell it. Right. Why not allowed to sell it? Because maybe he'll come to lend it. And right. Maybe he'll work it on Shabbos. Yeah. But if it's a broken leg, he said you could sell it. If it's a horse, he said you could sell it. What about an Uber? Uber can't work. So can you sell an Uber? So we're trying to figure that out. So this crazy case, you tell the guy, no, I'll take the first one, I'll give you, here's $1,000, $500, you have to give to the Kohen. Right? You have to give it to the Kohen. Why? Because half owned by a Jew. Right. Now one second. Then we said, v'nosin lo b'kabbalah, and if the guy works for me, right, the guy works for me, afal pi she'en rishai, you're not supposed to have a guy working for you like this. I'm not sure why. Kontinoso, we make a knas on you, arasara bedamav. You have to buy it back for 10 times its price. 10 times its value, you have to buy it back. Says Rashi, nami lo kadosh kedushas haguf. Also, it has no kedushas haguf. Why not? Hoil v'chetziv lo gachavim. Half of it is owned by a guy. Right? Pater min abechora, you pater. V'had the yav kol damav kohen. Why are you giving money to a kohen? Knasahu, it's a knas. It's a knas. What's the knas? Shekontinoso lafisha machal of the kochavim. You're selling, you're busy with goyim. What are you busy with goyim? Can't find the Jew to do this? Don't be busy with goyim. We'll make a knas on you. Has no kedusha, this animal. Half owned by a goy. It's a knas. But we're deriving what we say about an Uber. Now, right? The nose in kol dam of the kohen, and you give all the money to the kohen. Are we ready to turn the page? Now, my lav a ubar. Aren't we talking about an ubar? Why are we talking about an ubar? Aren't we talking about an ubar? This all this discussion. So the Gemara says, lo a behema. No, we're talking about a stam of behema. Behema walking around. So the Gemara says, v'hadamav ketani, right? So what kind of animal are we talking about? It says damav. Damav is lashon zachar, which means it sounds like it's the vlad. You want to tell me it's the mother? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ketani dameha. Changes to the word dameha. Her money, the money of the mother. So one second. So what are we doing now? We're making a. So it's not an uber. It's not a bechar. It's a female. It's a female animal now. We changed the lashon. It's a female animal. So what are we doing now? What are we doing now? If you sell an animal to a guy, we make you redeem it.
Right.
And you have to give the money to the kohen. There's no bechar here. What are you giving money to a kohen for? There's no bechar here. It says the Gemara, but it doesn't give the money to the kohen. If it's a behemah, stop a behemah. This b'risa says, we don't want you be having what to do with goyim. Don't have anything to do with goyim. You're merchant with goyim, we're making a kras on you. Give money to, why a kohen? If it's not a bechar, why are you giving it to a kohen? Right? So, says the Gemara, it can't be right. Hachamai eskina, no, what's going on here? Could go into the Yavle, you gave the goy, a behema, ma'abarta, a pregnant behema, lipatuma, to fatten it up. Okay? So it's already pregnant, and now you give it to the guy, you make this good, I want that baby inside to be good and healthy and strong when it's born. Right? The migu, so there's a migu now. The kantinen le'a behema, kantinen le'a ubar. Since we're making a knas on you for dealing with goyim, make a knas on ubar also. That you give to a kohen. That could be a bechar. Right? But, if you sell an ubar itself, maybe there'd be no knas. Maybe there'd be no knas. Why not? Because you're allowed to do it. So we don't have a raya if you're allowed to do it or not. We still don't have an answer. Right? Okay. Try again. Amar Bashi, Tashma. There's a brayso that says straight out, Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shavura. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg, but they she'eni yachol lisrapos, because it can't get better. It can't heal. Right? Right? Rashi says three words. The second skinny line. She'eni yachol lisrapos is never going to get better. Lasos malacha b'shabbos. To do malacha on Shabbos. Right? It's never going to get better. Now, Hayachol Lisrapos, what if it will get better? What if it will get better? Right? Then Aser. Then you can't tell it. A temporary thing. You can't tell that. Va'ubar nami ki yachol lisrapos dami. An uber will get better. It will get born. It'll be healthy. Kamash b'shmamina. You're right. According to Yehuda, you can't sell an ubar. Why not? You can't sell anything. You're not going to sell the hemagasa. You're not allowed to. Okay, he had a quirk. You can sell an animal with a broken leg. Why? Because it's never going to be worked. What about an uber? An uber will be worked. You can't sell that. Okay. Now, we're going to have the exact same Gemara. The exact same Gemara. Where am I? Vika Damastin La Amas Nisan. We have the exact same Gemara now. Instead of asking Iboilahu, the Gemara asked a random question, what would Yehuda say about selling animals ubers? We're going to have the exact same question on our Mishnah. Ready? Hamochelo. Our Mishnah said Hamochelo. If you sell an animal to a guy, Afa Pisha Eino Rishai, even though you're not allowed to, right? And what are we talking about? Even an ubar, you're not allowed to, right? Lema masnithin, the lo Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda allowed selling a shvura. Why is he allowed selling a shvura? Because it won't be worked on Shabbos. It's not going to be worked at all, ever. So how does this against Rabbi Yehuda? Right? What? Exactly. So the Gemara says, no, I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda. Shavur, lav hainu urche. No, a shavur is not normal. Ubar hainu urche. This is the normal way of an animal to grow. So it would be different. Tashma, it's exactly in Gemara. Tashma, there's a bright that it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha makabel behem and ovi kachavim. If you buy an animal, if you're working for an animal from a guy, viyolda that has a baby, malanoso b'shavuyav, you have to pay its value. V'nosin chatzi dam of the kohen, you give half the money to a kohen. The exact same price, right? V'nosin lo b'kabbalah, and if you hire the guy, same story. Afal pishe ena rishai, even though you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to give a behem a gasa to a guy. And nevertheless, kohen se noso adasar b'damav, you can't send 10 times as much, v'nosin kol dam of the kohen. And you have to give all the money to a kohen. My lava Uber, aren't we talking about an Uber here? So you're not allowed to do it? Lo, a behemah, we're talking about a behemah. Fa katani domov, fa domov katani, but it says domov in the Lashon Zachar. Yeah, tani domehau, change it to domehau, because we're talking about the mother now. Fa notion called domov the kohen katani, but it says he gives money to the kohen. E behemah, kohen my avidite. If it's a behemah, what's a kohen doing here? What a kohen? What do you mean kohen? It's money of a mother. No, same answer. You gave a pregnant animal to the guy to fatten it up and make it healthy. Demigo, the continually a behema, continually a ubar. We make a kanas on the behema, we make a kanas on the uber also. Amar Ravashi, Toshma, serving another raya. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shavura. Rabbi Yehuda allowed a animal with a broken leg, but they she'eni yachol l'esrapos, because it doesn't heal. Hayachol l'esrapos. What if it would heal? Usher, it's usher. The high namik yachol l'esrapos dummy. This animal, this uber will heal. It'll grow up and be a normal, healthy animal. Sharmina, same raya that we heard that holds. You're not allowed to sell the uber either. Why? It's not like a shavur at all.
Right.
Okay. Now, iboy lehu, another question. Mochar behema. I sell an animal to a guy, which I'm not allowed to do, but I'm only selling it leubreha. I'm only selling the babies. The goof of the animal belongs to me. I'm only selling the babies inside, right? My, what's the story, right? Now, we just said.
How's this different?
What?
How's this different?
What do you mean? I'm only selling the babies. They're not even born yet.
But the other cases also, you said.
No, we said since he's selling the mother, the baby comes along with it.
Uh-huh.
Here, I'm only selling the babies. The goof I'm keeping myself. So the question is. We said before that if you sell a behema, make a kenas on you, and you have to buy it back. Do we make a kenas on you here too? I didn't say, oh, what I sold, the future babies. Make a kenas on you or not? That's the Gemara's question. So tibayel Rabbi Yehuda, tibayel Rabbanan. This could be a shaila on both of them. Now, tibayel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to sell an animal that has a broken leg. Ad kan lo kashay Rabbi Yehuda ela b'shavura. When did Rabbi Yehuda say you're allowed to sell an animal with a broken leg? De lo athi lachlufe. You're not going to mix that up with any other animal. It's so clear that this animal has a problem. Avol shlema, but a healthy animal, de athi lachlufe. You might mix it up. You might come to use it on Shabbos, whatever. Usser, it's usser. Oh, Dilmor, maybe no. Ma shavura, de paska mine. When you sell an animal to a guy, you have severed the relationship between you and the animal. You're not your animal anymore. Or it says Rashi, Paskimine, it's way up there. Once I sell this animal to a guy, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the guy. I have no shaykhs with this animal. It don't belong to me. I don't own part of it. I sold it to the guy. Now, am I allowed to do that? According to Behuda, you're allowed to if it's a shavura. Why? Because it's never going to be work. So you're allowed to. So what shaykhs do I have to this animal?
I sold it.
I'm driving by with my kids. The animal used to belong to me. That's it. V'cholshkein shlema, and I could for sure, I could sell a shlema to lo paskamine. I didn't sever the relationship with this animal. Not at all. All I did was sell him the babies. I keep the animal. Says Rashi. Ki hai gavna, this next Rashi there, way up on top. V'cholshkein shlema, Kiai Gavna, in this case, the lo paskamine. I didn't sever the relationship. Sharei shir le'atzmo gufa behema. I own the animal. V'imi shum ubrin. What about the babies? Like lemechash. No worry. Sharei lonis abra dayin. Is that pregnant now? V'lo klum machala. I didn't tell him anything. Ula kishiyavo b'rishus over kochavim. And when the animals taka are born, heim boim. It's in his rishus. So it should be mutter. You hear this? Tibayla Rabbanan. Same question according to Rabbanon. Ad kan lo ka asi Rabbanon, ela b'shvura, the paskamine. When did the Rabbanon say you're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy, even if it had a broken leg, when you no longer have any ownership over the animal? I sold it in straight out. I'm not allowed to do that. Why? Because they'll come to borrow one. Avos shlema, but if it's a good animal, de lo paskamine, I still have a relationship. Why? It's my animal. All I sold them was the shari. They would hold its mutter. They would say it's not a problem. Oh, Dilmore, maybe? No. Mashavur del asalach lufe asiri, a shru, which can never get mixed up. That's asir. V'cholshkein shlema. So for sure shlema is asir. Dazilach lufe, it can get mixed up. So then Gemara says, one second. V'tara the rabbanim shum hachihu. That's the reason why the rabbanim say you're not allowed to sell animals. Nothing to do with that. V'tanya, amrulol Rabbi Yehuda, v'lamar v'yena lev v'yoledes. You're going to mate the animal, it's going to have babies. So therefore what? Right? Alma, what do you see? Mishum of Rehu. The issue is, right? You're not allowed to sell an animal to a guy that's going to have babies with it. Not allowed to do that. Forget the working. Right? So, according to the Chachamim, there's no Shaila here. What's the issue? Can I sell the Uber to... Of course you can't. According to the Chachamim, we said, can you sell an Uber without telling the mother? So, it's a kasha according to Yehuda, and a kasha according to the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, it's no kasha. You can't do it no matter what. So the Gemara says, you're right. Taima didon mishum de'asil lechulufi behema. We hold, you're not allowed to, might get mixed up, there's no shayla. Ela at, but according to you, Yehuda, my time is sharis, why would you say it's good? Mishum de'edichol esrapos? Because the reason why you're allowed to sell a shavur is because it's never going to heal. Kiman de'zabda l'shchita dami. It's as if he sold it. Why is someone buying an animal that can't be worked? For dinner. Right? V'alo, marvina le, violedes. But what are you selling an animal? What are you selling an animal for? I'm giving an animal to the guy and I'm only selling him the uber, the babies. Well, how is the animal going to have a baby? So we all learned on the school bus once, upon a time, that when a man and a woman get together, they have babies. So what's this guy going to do with this animal? What's he going to do with this animal? He's going to mate it for the babies. And the babies belong to him. So, for Kiva de Marvina leha violades, since he's going to want to mate it, Mishale, he's going to keep it around. He's going to keep it around, right? V'amalahu l'kishateleid. Right? When it has a baby, I'll be very happy about it. V'lo mekabeleth zachar. And then it's no longer, I'm sorry, but an animal that has a broken leg cannot. The animal that has a broken leg cannot mate. It cannot mate. So, therefore, what? So we have no answer to our question. What would Rabbi Yehuda say? Can you sell an animal just for the babies? We have no answer whether he holds mutter or not. We have reason why it's mutter. We have reason why it's aser. Okay. Toshma. Let's try another raya. Hanosin lo b'kabbalah. It says, if you give the animal to a guy to work for you, right? You give it, he's going to work for you. V'lo katani af b'shi ena rishai. And it didn't tell you not allowed to do that. The only time the Mishnah said you're not allowed to do that was selling it. But by him working for you, even though you're not allowed to do that, you shouldn't be busy with goyim, the Mishnah didn't say that, right? So therefore, what do you see? That maybe I can give it to a guy. To let him mate it and bring the babies. The Mishnah didn't say he can't do it. So the Gemara says, that's not an answer. What, to make a partner with a guy? He didn't say you're not allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it? V'amar b'avua d'shmuel. Aser la'adam she'yaseh shutfas in olig ha'chavim. You can't become a partner with a guy. Why not? And how do they become partners with goyim today? To get out of b'choy. You're not allowed to. Why not? Shema yitzchayv lo shvua. Maybe the guy's going to, you're going to have some dispute with him. You're going to come to court. He's going to swear. V'nishba lo b'shem v'ol k'chavim shalom. He's going to swear in his own God's name. V'atorah amra lo yishal picha. Don't do that. Right? Okay? Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, what about Lifnei Iver? I'm making the guy do an Avera. He's swearing on Avodah Zarah, which a guy also not allowed to do now the Ode Avodah Zarah. So he answers that They're not even in the parsha of them of not swearing in the name of their, not even in the parsha. It's not even Lifnei Iver for them. They don't even think it's Usher. Okay, whatever.
The Lifnei Iver could be working on Shabbos though.
What? No, he's a partner with you.
Correct.
Yes, that's a good question. We're busy with swearing.
You were about swearing.
Yeah, about one more.
Right, so that's that question goes to every animal then.
Why? Well, he can work his own animal.
What?
He can work his own animal.
You're a partner with me. He's a partner.
One minute.
You're not allowed to put someone in a situation where they're going to do it in a favor.
That's right. Me.
What?
That's not the guy.
So that wouldn't, what Mutz is asking is if Neivar on a Jew. How could a Jew ever become a partner with a guy? An animal can be working on Shabbos.
Exactly.
That's a shaila. That's a good question. That's an excellent question. The other question we had was why is it Ilf Naiver on having the goy curse in his avodah zarah? Okay, that's a good question. Anyway, Ella, Tana Mechira Vodin L'Shodfus. You're right. Everything's Asher in this Mishnah. We only mentioned it one time. Everything's Asher. Hachanami Tana Mechira Vodin L'Kablanus. Right? Maishna Mechira Dinakat. Why do we single out Mechira to tell me that it's Asher? You know why? The Iker Mechira he. Because the Iker thing you do with a guy is to sell it to him. Right. Partners, and he's going to work for you. Those are all secondary things. The real Isser is selling it. That's the one we said, you're not allowed to do that. Everything else, you're not allowed to do it either. But we don't mention it because it's all tuffle to the selling. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day, and a good Yontif, and a good Chag.